USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Lawmakers claim it will reduce the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safe behavior and to ease taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Children, families, and discrimination. A settlement has been reached in Michigan.
The settlement comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for a Catholic charity in a similar case. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the High Court's ruling against Philadelphia is binding on the state and limits its ability to enforce a non-discrimination policy. Michigan, like most states, contracts with private agencies to place children with new families. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The second cop shot in Harlem died Tuesday after remaining on life support so his organs could be recovered to help others live. Some lucky person got a hero's heart today. That's a statement from a Manhattan cop after Officer Wilbert Mora died of his injuries from an ambush in New York City last Friday. His partner Jason Rivera died at the scene of the domestic violence call for help. Mayor Eric Adams used the shooting as why a gun crackdown is needed in the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood America. With a record-setting 2 million illegal immigrants apprehended last year, reports are showing the Biden administration in unmarked buildings in Brownsville, Texas, is sending single men being redistributed throughout the United States with plane tickets provided by the federal government. Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas on Newsmax says the immigrants are putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on our school districts, and our police departments.
It's the worst year in the history of our country for a president of the United States who seems to just turn his back on the American people repeatedly when we know these types of people are coming across, putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on school districts, on our police departments who are already under assault by the Democrat Party for defunding. And we've got a crime wave just sweeping the nation. And I think you can trace a lot of it back to this open border as well as the terrorists, as I already mentioned, the crime and the all the problems that are subsequently keeping people healthy. And yeah. is something that we absolutely have to do, and having an open border is so dangerous for that.
I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.